Meredith, where are you planning on going on holiday next year?
Well, Rebecca, I'd rather like to go to Scotland. The thought of the beautiful scenery and all the different wildlife really interests me.
By wildlife, do you mean Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster? That's certainly wild. You know, you could even join a search to look for it.
There's no such thing as the Loch Ness Monster. It's just a myth.
That's not what Dan Taylor would say. He reckons he found the monster back in 1969. But he thinks it's a giant eel.
So how did he find this giant eel?
Well, apparently he built his own submarine and then searched the bed of the loch.
I still don't believe you.
Well, this American man is so sure that there is a monster that he spent 5 years building a new submarine just so he can go and have another search.
And what's so different about this submarine?
Well, it's larger, faster, and lighter. It's made out of fiberglass and steel and weighs 30 tons. And he spent about $1 million developing this machine.
And what's it called, this monster searching machine?
Nessa.
Maybe I'll go to Manchester instead. It might rain a lot there, but there's not enough water for monsters to live in. It's safer. Anyway, the Loch Ness Monster is just a myth. It's a great way to attract gullible tourists who want to waste their money.
Meredith, you're too cynical.